About 50 people held a rally outside the East Forest Park Library branch to protest plans to close it.
What better cause? I mean, we're talking about our literacy. We're talking about our children's literacy.
Betty Hallen, a retired school teacher who pointed to the irony of closing libraries in a city where early childhood education advocates have set up programs to improve the reading skills of young children. Tests have found that just 20% of Springfield's fourth graders can read at their grade level. Carrie Jarvis Stuckey said her two boys, ages 6 and 7, are doing well in school because of the time they spend in the library.
Just can't imagine life without this library, really. I mean, my little guy's going up a grade level in school because of his reading ability, and that's literally because of this library here.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno's proposed budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st cut funding for the city's library department, and that led to the decision to close 3 of the 9 neighborhood branches, according to Library System Director Molly Fogarty.
There really aren't any good choices when it comes to closing libraries. How I feel, but we had to make some choices.
According to officials, the Liberty Heights branch was selected to close because it has one of the lowest rates of use of all the branches. The Pine Point branch has accessibility issues, and the East Forest Park branch is saddled with an expensive lease and high utility costs. Fogarty said overall library usage in Springfield has been on the rise as people take advantage of internet access and other technologies the libraries offer in addition to the traditional lending of books.
The support from the community has been amazing. People really love their libraries in Springfield, and the branch libraries are really important community anchors.
Fogarty said it would take a $319,000 addition to the library department's budget to pay for the staff and other expenses to keep the three branches open. The Springfield libraries receive about $1 million annually in grants and private funds, but Fogarty said that money is used for special programs to purchase materials or capital expenses and not for operations. Springfield City Council President James Ferrara said the libraries will get attention when the full City Council begins its budget sessions later this week.
And we're going to do everything that we can to see what we can do to save these branches from closing.
By law, the City Council in Springfield can only make cuts to the mayor's proposed budget and not add to the bottom line. City Councilor Timothy Allen hopes Mayor Sarno can be convinced to reverse the cuts to the libraries.
One of the main reasons we convince them is we get people out here to say this is ridiculous that our libraries are being closed. Absolutely not in keeping with the theme of education being the gateway to the future.
City Councilor Kenneth Shea said Springfield is facing cuts because of lower state aid and a projected steep decline in property tax revenue.
I mean, we could be down to a fire station or a library. I mean, that's when you're making that call, you know, you can't do flip a coin.
Mayor Sarno has asked the council to approve a series of fee increases totaling almost $3 million. He said that money is needed to avert even deeper spending cuts. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.